Wondery's new podcast, Dis and Tell, wades into the glorious mess of celebrity beef. Each episode explores a different iconic celebrity feud and asks, what does our obsession with these feuds say about us? Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today, the incomparable Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Ben. Thank you. Thank you. How are you doing? Good to see you.
I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you because I heard that you were the one who invited Anna to the Mamacita brunch. You're just trying to set us up. Okay? You're trying to set up Alexia.
And I don't regret a thing, except that she turned out to be a total dud. Sorry.
Yes.
If anyone is owed an apology for that mess, it is the audience, because wow, what a letdown. You bring back Anna, and then it's just a...
It was a sad fart. But it did set up this chaotic episode of Miami that we're about to recap. The Golden Crappies. Golden Crappies are happening in February, February 17th. Tickets are available. Go to watchyourcrappens.com. It's going to be a great night. We're going to have lots of guests, lots of fun. We always have a great time. It is so, so fun. Just ask anyone who's been to any of the previous Golden Crappies. There will be voting. That's going to come up soon. If you want to hear about the ballot, we did a whole two-part Patreon bonus episode, patreon.com/watchyourcrappens, where we start the process of creating this ballot. So we basically talk about all the moments of the year, and it was really fun. And we read a lot of your suggestions from Instagram. Really, really, really fun long bonus episode. So go check that out. It's a blast. And come get the tickets. Come see us. We're going to have fun. Miami, which we're about to discuss, won for best Bravo show of the year last year. So we're going to see who wins this year. I feel like I already know what's going to win, but it's going to be actually a very competitive race, I believe. But enough about that. Go get your tickets. And now, as I put on my reading glasses, this is like what... You know, I feel like I'm about to teach class now. Let's dive into Miami, Ronnie. What'd you think?
You're about to read.
I'm about to read. The library is open. I'm going to read.
I always love Miami. I think it's hilarious. And Alexia pretending that she just can't imagine what it's like to not live in a gigantic mansion. It's so funny. I mean, this show just cracks me up. So, first of all, I was watching on Peacock. Some weeks I watch on Peacock. Some weeks I watch on YouTube TV. This week I watched on Peacock. And last week, I guess I watched on YouTube TV. So it didn't, Ronnie, YouTube TV. So this week it was showing me last week's episode. It's a very long way of saying I was accidentally watching the last episode. And I still wrote down notes for every single thing and thought it was hilarious. I was like, wow, they're showing all this again. But God, it's so much I like this show.
Yeah, it's such a good show. It's so good. And I just feel like by the time it airs in the week, we've already seen so much. Or just sometimes you kind of forget about the show, but it's so good. Like, it's such a good cast. So good. It's shot so beautifully. So this episode opens up with Lisa in her kitchen and her daughter wants blueberries. Lisa is wearing some sort of like green and black, kind of like a weird tiger stripe, but it's going horizontally. And she's getting blueberries for her daughter because her daughter is really adamant about having blueberries.
I never will get over how ugly their house is.
Never.
The inside, there are parts of the inside that are okay, but the outside is just like the library of schlongness. Like, what is it? It's the ugliest fucking place I've ever seen. All the columns and it's like a Grand Theft Auto Sims.
It's just so ugly.
Like, what are you fighting over? Just,
I know.
You could go live anywhere and it'd be better than that place. That place is hideous.
It is a hideous, tacky, nouveau riche mansion. And of course they're fighting over it. Well, Lisa's probably just fighting. Isn't it on Star Island? Is it on Star Island or Fisher Island? It's not one of the islands. And so Lisa probably does not want to leave that coveted a dress, but God, it's such a gaudy.
It is really ugly. I mean, and it's huge, and it's worth zillions of dollars, and it's right on the water too, which is also amazing. I'm not saying all of that stuff isn't great about. I can see why it's expensive, but oof, Lord, you can't buy taste.
Cannot,
man. You cannot buy taste. So then Larsa is picking up Sophia from the airport with Marcus, and by the way, the song, I love it. It goes like this: Caliente. Turn up the heat index. Turn up the heat index. Oh. Turn up the heat index. Turn up the heat index.
I love that. I love the index. Like, normally most songs are like, turn up the heat is on, Miami's full of heat, but they're like, no, we are going to specifically reference the index. The heat index, turn that up.
They're like, high precipitation, high precipitation.
Wind chill levels.
Okay, so then Alexia is picking up Frankie, and I'm not picking up, packing with Frankie, and they're in her closet, and he's like, Mom, you've got 1,000 purses. 1, 2, 1,000.
Yeah, he's like,
don't go through all of the purses, please, because there are so many goddamn purses.
Yeah, he gets to like number 12. He's like, I'm going to stop this now. I'm just going to go back to my original statement. It's 1,000. Then we end up with Marisol and her like bungalow with Steve. She's like, Boo Bear, I was looking for you. Hey, Boo. Hey, Steve. Hottest husband in Housewives history. So you're sitting back here. Okay. Hey, I got some cockies for you. You want to set up a pool party? There's going to be a jeweler over there and someone going to buy clothing over there. And there's going to be a little Jamba Juice stand there and one of those machines there. You put a penny in and it comes out kind of in an oval shape over there. It's going to be great.
And so she's telling us, you know, Nicole, she's a motherfucker. I'm having a party at my house, and I don't want to be a fortificada. I didn't know this one. A mortificada.
Mortificada. Wouldn't that be? Like mortified?
Yeah. She's frustrated or irritated. I looked it up.
Ooh.
Or I guess it said it. But I want to know how to say it now. I need to look up how to pronounce it.
I want to learn Spanish. That.
Mortificada.
I want to learn Spanish so badly.
Mortificada.
Mortificada.
Me too, but you know, the thing I don't want to do is the studying part. I hate that.
I know. I've done it on Duolingo a little bit, and then even on, what's it called, Rosetta Stone. And I'm like, I'm learning. It's happening. It's all happening. But then I slack off, and then I'm back to just being able to say my 5 words that I can say.
Yeah. Me too. So I think you have to, like, really find someone hot who speaks Spanish.
Mm.
So you have to speak it. That's what I'm saying. You have to fuck it. You have to fuck the language.
You have to fuck that language. Okay. I don't know why. I literally just said the exact same thing as you, including the okay. So then Steve's kids walk in. Guess what? Puffy bangs. Puffy bangs on teenage boys.
Puffy bangs. Oh, my God. Are we ever going to get away? We need to get away from the puffy bangs. I feel like puffy bangs are the modern farmhouse of our time. They're just never going to go away.
Yeah.
Like, you keep thinking, and listen, I live in a modern farmhouse, and even I'm just like, please make it stop, okay? I can't handle grays. I can't handle one more thing that's grays, okay? Like
the puffy bangs on white teenage boys, it's rough. So
it needs to end. Just end it. Retile it. I don't even care. Just retile those kids' heads. Okay.
Please put some caution tape around it. So Marisol's like, oh, you McNamaras are all so good looking. How did I even get into this family? Oh, that's right. You guys all love prop comedy. Your queen is here.
So she's talking about how Steve, she never had kids on her own. By the time she went, she only had one egg left, and it was pickled, basically, probably. So they're like, well, you don't have an egg left, but you do have a blue cheese stuffed olive, which is odd.
Well,
so.
My gyno said, the fertility person said, you don't have any eggs left, but we did find this bedazzled cup in there. So my new persona was born, quite literally.
And then I gave birth to my cocky. Which is also being set up in her party, a giant glitter cocky sign.
Yeah.
You're selling the word cocky? Is that what you're selling? I still don't understand.
I know. I know. I'm going to give myself over to it at some point. I can only resist for so long. So Marisol, she's talking about how, yeah, she like, you know, her hopes were dashed about having a kid, but then she walked into this nice situation and we see her like a video that she took in her kitchen with Steve and the kids, and they're about to make dinner or something. There's a giant steak or something on the, like, ready to be cooked. She goes, wow, there's some big meat there. Steve's really good about getting big meat from the market. And the teens are like, please stop being weird. You're our stepmom.
That thing's going to be harder to swallow than Steve. God, I should have been a mother. So then she's telling us that there's creakiness in the house. She's telling everybody the medium's coming. And everyone tells her there's just rats in the house. Like, is any of this supposed to be flattering? Marisol keeps saying these stories like they're flattering. They're just all kind of
gross. I really
lucked
into a situation. I live in a house with some rats. Two boys.
Tell your friends it's just rats or ghosts, or, you know. So she's like, I hear creakiness. So she tells us that she got her powers of intuition from her mother. And then we get a Mama Elsa clip of her going, I'm a witch.
And I'm 100% sure that they basically put this clip up not to show off Mama Elsa, but to remind people of what Larsa used to be, like the old face, but more importantly, Larsa's old voice and accent, because Mama Elsa's like, you're worried about men. Because Larsa goes, so, like, what can you tell me about me? I was like, where was that voice?
Totally different. She does not. If you didn't watch this show, you would not know that that's who that is.
Yeah.
I mean, she has completely changed. You're right. Her voice, her personality, every single thing. She really took on that Kardashian thing. Yeah. And a little of the Mama Elsa thing, too, let's be honest. So,
just a little bit. Just a little bit.
A little bit. So Marisol is like, well, you know, maybe he's going to tell us that there's an entity. Oh, my God. I sense that he's here. Like, that was the doorbell.
The ring cam. Yeah. So.
I'm a witch.
I got intuition like a chic blade. So this guy, Derek, comes in. And he's walking through the house, so which takes about 1 second. And he walks through and he goes, oh my God, I will tell you, when I walked in, I was happy in the front. But now that I'm coming to the back, I'm feeling a little bit sad. And I feel like there's a sexual joke in there somewhere, but I have not been able to frame it. But like it's in there.
This is so funny. He's like, wow, I mean, walking back to this room specifically, I just feel scared, alone, confused. Smelly? Is it smelly? Hey, wait, that's my room. That's where I'm always sitting. Like, terrifying. I would not. I'm sensing. Go back. I said it's my room. I love this room. What's wrong with this room?
There's just overwhelming sadness. It's like a feeling of someone trying to make fetch happen. It's my place.
She literally cannot win. I mean, everything she said today is just like fallen. It's like turned around and smacked her right back in the face. I mean, you bring a psychic on TV, it's like, this room, this is where all the darkness happens.
That's my favorite room. This is where I like to lounge.
Literally in here all day.
So they sage it. And he's like, well, we have to tell the spirits. Okay, we love you. But it's time to go. Question, can the spirit still be a friend of on The Real Housewives? Because that's going to be an issue for me.
He's like, actually, we told the spirit it's in Marisol's house and it left. So congratulations. You couldn't even get a ghost to stay here. So
the spirit's like, oh, thank God. Thank you for saging me out of this shithole. I'm going to go find Gloria Stefan.
So then we go to Flowers Everywhere, and it's Gertie. That's why. I was like, oh, my God, we're already at the party? Because they had a ton of flowers at the party, too. Yeah. But no, we're going to Gertie's because she's recovering, and Russ is scratching her back, so we're getting the good old-fashioned Bravo. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, Russell, yes. Oh, God, I'm going to. Thanks for scratching my back.
Yeah. Standard. I was expecting it to be like Kiki exercising, but it was Russell taking care of Gertie. And she's like putting in requests for what there's like some funny stuff, domestic stuff, because she wants, oh, can you get me some ice and water, some dinner? Oh, and also some cake. What? You couldn't have told me that before I went downstairs? So anyway, She is, Gertie is sore, you know, and she's like showing off the dent in her breast and everything. And she's talking about how she's waiting for pathology. Oh, because Julia and Nicole come over, I forgot to mention. So they check on her, they bring her an orchid, and she's just talking about the surgery and how it's going and, you know,
we're
waiting
basically
to
talking
out
about the Mamacita party and like, what the hell? You know, Nicole's like, I don't get it. Like, why was everybody so mad at me? Like, I don't know her and I don't know Anna. And Julia's saying, well, she's telling us, it's going to be hard for Adriana to come clean. But, you know, she has been on their bad side, Alexia and Marisol, and she doesn't want to go there again. What do we do? And so Marisol just sends a text right then that they all get, except Nicole, inviting them to a sexy soiree. And Nicole's like, well, okay, so, like, she's inviting Adriana, but not me? Okay, well, like, I mean, like, I don't need friends like this. Like, I'm sick of being the bad guy. I'm not going anywhere until I get an apology. I'm like, oh, God, no.
That's not how you shoot a reality show, hate to tell you. And Julia's like,
well, they put you down, and I know some information that involves Alexia, Adriana, and Anna. And I will make sure at Marisol's party, this will be out there. And you know what else will be out there at Marisol's party? Goat. I bring goat to party.
So now Lisa and her son go to the bank, and he's like in this little blue suit.
Oh my God, funny.
This is so cute. This is so cute. So she takes him to the bank like a little businessman, and he's carrying a little safe, like a little toy safe. And
Lisa is proving.
Lisa really is so out of touch with everybody. Like, she's literally talking to a working class person, like, this is where poor people go.
I know.
To talk to other poor people about where to put their pennies, their literal pennies. Tell them, poor person.
Lisa is so used to not lifting a finger that she literally doesn't even know how to bring an umbrella through a door. Like, she's like, we watch her walk into the bank with her umbrella, and then she just sort of thinks the umbrella is going to kind of squeeze through. And this is like the second week in a row we've seen this on Bravo. Last week was Olivia trying to figure out an umbrella through a gate, and this week was just like the door just slowly closing on this umbrella and squashing it to death. And like, Lisa be like, how does this work?
Like an idiot. So they meet with David the banker, and Logan's like, I want to get a bank account filled with pizza. Wait a second, that wasn't the deal.
She's like, he's been saving money in here for years. And David's like, oh, do you know how much is in there? He's like, a lot. So Lisa's like, I want Logan to understand the value of punching down on poor people. So that's why I brought him here, to a room full of poor people.
I want Logan to understand the power of the dollar. Not that you're getting one, David. You goddamn poor. Keep your hands in your pockets.
Right. Listen, this kid is going to be going from a 20,000 square foot home to possibly a, God, I don't know, a tiny, basically modified wigwam that's, I don't know, 3,000 to 4,000 square feet. It's going to be horrifying.
3,000 square feet? I mean, that sounds like I would be dancing around like Little Orphan Annie. Like showering myself with hundreds.
It is literally like I would be like the gremlins in like a little Barbie dream car zipping, driving around, except the car would be full size and it'd be through that house. That's so huge.
It's huge.
And in fact, so, later on, by the way, later on, Alexia looks at a huge apartment and guess what? It's 4,000 square feet.
Yeah. Well, 4,000 especially seems huge. I mean, wow. So then we see a clip of her talking about how far the power of a dollar, or like the power of a dollar, while she's looking at a $7 million apartment without a job and spousal support. So that's going to work out great. So she's like, yeah, it's just going to be such a, what's the word? Contrast. So Logan has to put in the code for the thing, and it's
P-I-C-Z. Hey, God damn it. Okay, listen. I want to start an account for the kid that he can purchase whatever he wants except anything with calories. Can we do that, David?
Unless it's cheat day. And then Lisa, and Logan's pulling out cash, and he's explaining how some of the cash is actually counterfeit, which is really cute. But then Lisa, this is hilarious. Lisa having a big moment where she can teach her son something. She goes, you know what? I had to work because guess what? My mom and dad were middle class. I know. Scary, right? Can you believe there was just a thunderclap when I said middle class?
It was just me and my middle class parents in a foreign land.
Everything was built out of mud and cardboard. I had to work a job called Dairy Queen. I served Dairy Queen.
And she's like, yeah, I was serving ice cream. I think I made $7 an hour. Hashtag middle class. And Logan goes, did you ever get fired? No, I wanted to change career paths, which, by the way, hilarious that Dairy Queen was her career. And then Logan goes, well, I would have stayed in...
Saint's career path.
Logan goes, I would have stayed in ice cream. By the way, he's completely right. If you're in ice cream, stay in ice cream.
Oh, gosh.
Excuse me. Like, that was horrifying.
She's like, I was a babysitter, Aldo shoes. I worked at Foot Locker. I was a go-go dancer. I did fitness competitions.
It's like, wait a minute.
Foot Locker to go-go dancer.
What is this trajectory?
And then Hooters. Okay, guilty. I did work at Hooters. And dot, dot, dot. I'm just going to leave a dot, dot, dot there. You can see where this is going.
She goes, you know what? I didn't grow up like you grew up. He goes,
what, with like a ton of money?
She goes, yeah. I was middle class. I know, horrifying, right? And because you're just watching David, just watching them. And then there's the security guard. You know, they're like, this bitch. And Lisa's like, listen, I don't want that to get to your head. I don't want your money to get to your head. I don't want you to think everything is going to be handed to you in life because that's how life is. Money should not get to your head. Now, remember, when we leave here, do not look at the Hondas. They will curse your soul, okay?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Being an actual royal is never about finding your happy ending. But the worst part is, if they step out of line or fall in love with the wrong person,
it changes the course of history.
I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
We've been telling the stories of the rich and famous on the hit Wondery show, Even the Rich, and talking about the latest celebrity news on Rich and Daily. We're going all over the world on our new show, Even the Royals.
We'll be diving headfirst into the lives of the world's kings, queens, and all the wannabes in their orbit throughout history. Think Succession meets The Crown meets real life.
We're going to pull back the gilded curtain and show how royal status might be bright and shiny, but it comes at the expense of, well, everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Even the Royals early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So she's like, okay, now remember, mommy started a business venture and goes, yeah, you're starting a new perfume venture called Fly. Yeah, you remember.
Okay. It's called Fly.
Fly, oh okay.
Do you know that flies literally barf on food to like, eat it? You know, like the first thing that shit is covered in?
Okay. So it's supposed to be a butterfly perfume. But don't name the butterfly perfume. I know she's like, I guess, abbreviating and maybe leaning into the idea of flying. But don't name it after another insect that's actually called the thing that you're abbreviating into. And it's actually a much worse and terrible version of the insect. So unpleasant that there was a horror movie called The Fly. Okay? Like, don't the branding needs work.
Yeah. My new scent, Jeff Goldblum, sitting on shit.
Carol Radswell's like,
A plus for branding. I would have chosen slide, but fly works too.
So I think she's also leaning into, because fly is like a double entendre, because it's like also like, cool, it's fly. I don't know, whatever
it's also
it is.
What you pull down.
Yikes.
To get to some good stuff. So.
Sorry. I'm sorry, I quit that job, actually. So Lisa's like, oh my God, Logan, you remembered. And he goes, I heard it right here. Like, I'm an idiot. I have ears. He points to his ears. He's like, this is where I heard it from. And she's like, I'm the prime example. You can marry rich and it can all be taken away from you like that. I drove a fit.
So he deposits $443, which is pretty impressive for a...
That's pretty good, yeah.
Whatever age he is. And now we go to...
And in change. I mean, he literally had a pile of pennies on there as well. He did have some hundreds, though. He's like,
this one's from China. It looks real, but on the back, it has Chinese letters.
And Lisa's like, oh my God, isn't he honest? Oh God, he's not gonna tell us the truth anyway. He's a poor, okay? Just nod and smile.
Look, lead by example, Logan. The poors will follow. So now this episode thematically, by the way, is about like how we raise and spoil our children. You know, Housewives every now and then do this. They have like a thematic episode. So now we go to Larsa's house and she's setting up dinner for her and Sophia and Marcus. And Larsa does that thing. Like Sophia is like drop dead gorgeous. And Larsa's like, oh my God, like that's my twin like. I love you. Like I'm so happy you're here. Like you're like my twin like. She's not your twin. I'm sorry. She's not your twin. And if she was your twin, you are definitely not, you're no longer of the look of what she would be twinning with now anyway.
Yeah. So she's like, I know it's like probably like not easy, like XYZ. Like I feel like you like have to be around someone that's like not your dad like. But like if you had to choose somebody, like you would choose Marcus, right? Do you like Marcus like?
Sophia's like, I mean, I guess it's cool that we're both the children of, like, important basketball players, but the weird thing is that I'm the child and he's potentially my stepfather, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But she does like him, and Larsa's like,
yeah, they, like, gang up on me, like, because, like, I'll say, like, let's go to a restaurant, and then, like, Sophia's like, Marcus, like, I don't want to go to that, like, restaurant, like, but then I feel like Marcus is, like, we should go to a different restaurant.
And so Larsa is basically like, you know,
so by the way, Lisa's been trying to teach Logan the importance of money. So I was thinking, by the way, that like I want you to be good with your money like. So just be good with your money like.
Yeah, like you could have like $25,000. I mean, $2,500 like. You could have like 2,500 likes a month.
And Marcus is like, yeah, but it's only going to be $2,500 a month. But then at the end of the month,
wait a minute, I was going to say that part. Okay, let's start over again.
All right, I'll do it.
At the end of the month?
You will.
Okay, like.
Okay, wait.
At the end of the month?
You.
Okay.
Will.
Yeah, you're going to have.
Only.
You're going to have a savings account. Wait a minute, I'm the one saying it.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, here I go.
You. Will, at the end of the month, have $2,500.
Me? Oh, that's not enough. I need more money than that.
No. Sophia has only $2,500, but like you have to max it out. Like whatever she's gonna like use it on, you know.
No, like would she get a job? Are you working?
So he's telling her, he's joking, like, you get $2,500 a month, but at the end of the month, it resets. So if you don't spend $500 of that, it doesn't carry over to the next month. I am hilarious.
Marcia's like, stop it. Stop it. Why are you doing that? She's going to like learn bad spending habits. As if Larsa's wanted to talk. I really am so excited to see these two dum-dums on the Traders this weekend because I can't even imagine how they're going to fare. I'm wondering, do we think that Peacock is going to be ridiculous and have one of them being a traitor? So that way there's like dissension in like, can one of them lie to their loved one? I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah, probably.
And they'll probably make it Marcus.
But I imagine they'll probably both get kicked off right away anyway.
Right away. They're going to be terrible on the show. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah. So then, Lars is he's saying, oh, you're one to talk about spending a lot of money. You sure shop a lot.
I was like, yeah, but like, it's cause like I work like twice as like hard as Sophia. Like it's like hard to make money and it's like easy to spend money, but like sometimes your toes hurt.
So then she's like, you know, what's funny? I don't feel like my kids are spoiled. Like, so, and because Marcus and Larsa are doing like a joint interview, and Marcus goes, privileged. And she's like, is it privileged? He's like, yeah, I mean, I grew up privileged. I mean, that's what I would say. I'm not spoiled. I'm privileged, you know, like, and basically he's like, he never got onto a commercial plane until he was 16 because his dad owned the jet. So he would just fly private all the time.
And she's like, you never want to rely on a man like. You want to rely on yourself, LOL. I'm sorry, did that come out like that? I mean it, though. Seriously, though. So, like, I'd like to make a toast. Not toast, though.
Don't ever do that either. That's just like general like life advice. Like, if you're going to have toast, have small toast. Right, Marcus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when she was like, here's a small croissant because you like the big ones.
The teeny tiny one. Last time you made the teeny tiny croissants.
That's going to live in my head forever.
So now we go.
Here, you can have a tiny croissant because you like the big ones.
Larsa's little croissants. That's what she should come out with. So now Alexia and Frankie, they're going to go look at some apartments. They come out of the elevator. Alexia has like dressed Frankie in like this like head to toe Versace outfit thing that is very hilarious. And they're checking out this apartment, and producer's asking her how she feels about this all being on her shoulders. And she's like, oh, well, you know, Todd, like, he's the one with the real estate license, not me. And, like, I really don't like the pressure that I have to find this apartment. But, like, I know what's best for our family, especially Frankie, you know? And, by the way, fuck Dr. Nicole.
So this apartment is amazing. I mean, granted, we do not have millions of dollars to be buying these insane apartments. It's humongous, and the view is way better. Because the view in the last apartment, you kind of saw the ocean from one part of it, but then most of it, you just saw the building across the street. This one, it's like you're on the beach. You see the ocean. I cried. Oh, by the way, did you see, I'm talking to you. Did you see the video that Todd released this week?
No.
The new Todd video?
There's a new Todd video?
Oh, my God. There's a new
Todd video. What did you do?
He's like, all right, a lot of people got questions for me about how come I don't buy an apartment and instead I say it's financially better to live in rent an apartment.
Because remember last week, Alexi's like, oh yeah, Todd doesn't buy apartments. He only rents them because it's like smarter financially. So he does a whole video where oh my God, I feel like we should pull it up. What is his name?
Todd.
Oh my God.
Todd, Alexia's new name is Alexia. It used to be actually Aria. Now it's Todd, Alexia.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. I should never do this. I should have had this prepared, but I really did not even think about it. Todd from Miami, talk about
Napola.
Renting.
Napola.
Oh my God. Todd Napola. Okay, I found it. It's on TikTok. Can you? Oh my God, I don't want to log into TikTok right now. I want to continue as a guest. Where is the Todd Napola video? Put it up. God damn it. Hold on. Ben, can you... Todd from Housewives, if Miami... Okay, Ben, keep talking. I'm gonna do this.
While you look that up.
Have to listen to me stutter.
So Alexia starts to look through this apartment. Gorgeous apartment. But one of the issues is the bedroom for Frankie. So the first bedroom is too small. So he doesn't want it. The second bedroom is nice and big, but it has a bathtub. And Alexia does not want him to have a bathtub because she's afraid of Frankie tripping and hurting himself, which would probably be pretty devastating for him. And then the third one is also a great room, but it has a balcony. And so then Alexia just like, which is also could be dangerous for Frankie. And so Alexia just talks about how this is stressful for her because, you know, Frankie has a hard time with change and that this could cause some regression in him, which was I think it's fascinating. I mean, it's really interesting the challenges that she faces with Frankie, ongoing challenges. So it is also this apartment is $45,000 a month. That is a lot of money to be throwing at rent. Jeez, that's a lot at rent and not building equity. Why?
That is crazy. And he actually does the math. Is it here? Is it Todd Napola? According to Todd, I still don't own a house. Here it is. Okay, I'm just going to play it the holding my phone up to the mic really professional way, okay? It's so funny. Okay, here.
I bought my first property when I was 25 years old. I'm 50 today. So over 25 years, I've amassed from my first property that was $575,000, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of commercial investment property. And with that, I still don't own a house. All of my money goes back into investment properties, that cash flow. That's my obsession. That's what I like to do. That's why I started doing these videos to give back, because people have to understand that you start small and it multiplies very quickly. The greatest thing about real estate is that your tenants will pay it for you. Your tenants will pay your mortgage. They'll pay your taxes. They'll pay your bills.
You're the
one who has to put in the work to make it all happen, though. Like, that's why watching videos with guys like me who know about real estate, who are really authentic and trying to give back, you'll learn a lot. For me, the whole mission started.
Okay. He, by the way, totally deflects away.
What he said is completely true.
He completely like deflects away. He's like, well, I don't have a house. Because you know what? I put all my money into investments. You know what's a good investment? Not houses. Other buildings instead. Look, I certainly go invest in your commercial thing, but like, why not invest in your house too? You're already moving, so you've already missed out on profits.
I did not understand that he had like a whole like self-help business.
I want Todd and Louie to release a joint video together about best practices for real estate.
Oh my gosh. So here it is. Turn it up.
$200,000 in property.
He's got a whiteboard up.
Every year, he pays approximately $100,000 in maintenance fees, homeowner fees, another $25,000 miscellaneous between insurance and things of that nature. Do the math between 2016 and 2023. We got 7 years. That's $2,275,000 worth of expenses incurred in that apartment. So when I
He lost money renting me that apartment.
I'm like, oh my God, Todd. He just goes on and on and on. He's like 20 minutes. Okay, sorry. You watch it on your own time because you're going to die. It's right up
I don't think
alley.
People are questioning him investing in commercial properties. I don't think anyone questions that. I think people are just questioning, like, if you are an investor, like, because he's like, well, all of my money goes directly into an investment property. But you realize that the $45,000 you spend a month is also your money, and it's not going into an investment. It's just going into someone else's hands. And if you're making a case that the tenants are losing money on it because of who knows what, unless I'm mistaken on what I just heard you playing, then you're a tenant, sir. So I don't get it. I don't get the logic.
Just watching. For me, it's just Todd standing with a whiteboard like, here. Let me lay it out for you. I rented this apartment in the Porsche building for this much. He sold it for that much. Then you deduct taxes. Then you do this. I'm like, oh my God, Todd. Oh, so funny. Just because it's Todd talking a lot.
And you can do it too. That's why me is here. To give back to you guys.
It's like, all right, Todd.
I would like to release this statement. I apologize on behalf of all residential owners. I understand that owning a house is very important for you, and it was unprofessional of me to say it was not a good investment. I am sending Godiva chocolates to every person who owns a house in America. Thank you very much, Todd Napola.
Godiva chocolates, otherwise known as the good stuff. All right, Godiva chocolates are the renter's stuff. All right? Godiva, the renter's chocolate. It's on its way, guys.
Basically, this house tour ends with Alexia saying, it is a nice beach apartment, but it's too small. She goes, I sound like an asshole, but yeah.
It's true.
She's like, I'll take it.
And when they walk into the room that's going to be Frankie's or could be Frankie's, it's like floor-to-ceiling windows of ocean 2 feet away. And he's like, no. She's like, yeah, it's too small for Frankie. Okay, so then we go to Marisol's gifting lunch. And there's tons of flowers. This is the other scene with tons of flowers. This one for less tear-jerking reasons. And there's all these people setting up stores and all this stuff. And then there's the big cocky sign that just... I don't even know what to say.
Listen, today is all about... It's all about sharing the stuff I love with the girls. Caviar, booze... Some Yeti mugs that I've bedazzled, for like off of Etsy, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, it reminds me of being back in the days of the Patent Group, was when I was a very high power PR person, and then they show a clip of her being like, oh, Gloria Estefan, walk that way on the red carpet. Nailed it.
So she spent $50,000 on florals, and Alexia arrives, and she's like, bro, you're trying to get me drunk already. And she goes like, oh, I'm so tired. You're going to have to speak. By the way, you're going to have to speak for me today, Alexia. And she's like, oh, well, as usual, I'm your mouthpiece.
So then Keeks and Julia come, and everybody's cheersing, but Julia is so awkward. She's like,
oh, hello, I have to drop bomb today. Hi, everybody. Oh, my gosh. Why am I making home alone face? Or as we called it in my house, got alone.
So Alexa's like, are you okay? You look nervous. And Kiki's like, it's us, Julia. hello, we're your friends. She's like, oh, yes, it's us. Hi. They're like, do you want to say hello to us? Do you want to hug? She's like, oh, yes, friends hug. I'm going to hug now. Hi.
So they're like, why is she acting so weird? And Alexia says, Alexia tells Kiki that, oh, I saw your post on Instagram. What were you doing? Auditioning to be part of Swim Week? Which is so rude. And she's like, I'm walking in Swim Week, but thank you.
Yeah, and we get a little backstory on Kiki for once, which is that she's been doing Swim Week for years, and she owes a lot of her success to Swim Week. That's where she started, so she's having a party. But Julia's also going to be walking in Swim Week for the first time in like 20 years, which is really exciting for her. So they're excited for it, and it's going to be fun.
And so they're asking, like, is everybody invited? And Marisol says, well, everybody but Nicole. I just can't invite Nicole after what happened Thursday. I mean, that was a lot. You know, Alexia and I got very upset. And then we went to the restaurant and we got shit-faced together. And then we got in a car and drove back to the party drunk. Hammered, completely hammered. We're really good drivers. We never even mentioned that. And someone said it in the comment, like, wow, you guys didn't even mention that they... They bragged about driving drunk.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's how crazy this show is. You just accept it. It's like, yeah, well, we had about 19 drinks and we drove back.
That's so true. Larsa's not there because she's sick. We got a video of her on the phone. It was like looking at like an unwell Thomas the Train.
I'm not gonna be able to get there today, like.
So
Without the ability to smile. I mean, at least the train smiled once in a while.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Marisol, once again, she's always either excluding one person or refusing to go to an event if someone's there. It's like, it's I'm over it.
And her and Alexia are both like, well, because the producers ask, like, why will you not forgive Nicole, but you'll forgive Adriana? And they're like, because literally Adriana is like this every day. She's a monster.
Yeah.
And at some point, it's like, I'm just sick of fighting the monster. Like, she's just going to be an asshole and that's it.
Yeah.
Which is so unfair because Nicole's not a monster. I mean, I guess they're just thinking, like, I want a monster that will occasionally be on my side, you know, and not call me out.
So they're talking about Nicole and everything. And Alexia is again like, well, you know, Anna reached out to Nicole for a year, but and they've been talking. And, like, Anna's been giving her information. And Julia's like, but it was not plotting. She goes, no, Nicole, as a matter of fact, thinks she has the highest IQ. So you know what? If you have the highest IQ, then you know who Anna is. And you know why you brought her here. And she's like, yes, but I think she just wanted to clear her name. She's like, ay, por favor. No.
Yeah, they both are like, no. Don't start that. So Adriana comes. And she's like, oh, thank you for having me here. I'm going to say hi to Steve because I'm walking into fighting about something. And she's like, no, this is not fighting. This is how I talk. I'm Cuban and I'm passionate. And I live in big homes. Big homes only. Spanish blink. Blink in Spanish. Blink in Spanish.
Yeah. And so then they're like talking about Marisol. And Adriana's like, this is what Marisol does best. Use her PR contacts to buy friends. And it's working. And then Alexia is talking about how Alexia's telling Julia that Marisol used to do events like this back in the day. She goes, but she wasn't so nice then. And Julia's like, you mean that she's nice now?
Which is funny because on the show, like, she's way nicer then than she is now. But I guess that was back in the day when she was hiding her true personality.
Yeah.
Whereas now she's like, oh, so what? So I had let someone follow you. Big deal. Who doesn't want to eat at a mall? So do private investigators. Which she technically didn't admit, but whatever.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not holding on to fact really a lot today.
No,
so
I still, by the way, even though we were corrected that Anthony brought his workers to a restaurant called Amal, I am still going to maintain the narrative that he took them to a restaurant in a mall.
In the mall. It was the food court outside the Sbarro. I totally believe that. I was like, that cheap bastard. So they go sit at a picnic table to eat. It's just like such a boss thing to do, isn't it? Like, your boss has $90 trillion that you make for them. And then they're like, would you like to go to Sbarro? On me, guys.
Truly. Or that fish place. What's that fish place?
Ew.
You know,
there's a fish place in
no, it's Moss? it's not a food court fish place, but it's McCormick and Schmidt, whatever. McCormick and
I've been there. No, like food, that place is expensive, isn't it?
It's expensive, but it still is kind of like a mall restaurant, you know?
Yeah,
like a nice mall restaurant.
I feel like the rich bosses are like, yeah, here's some CPK. Panda Express. Yeah,
here's some, like, you know, hot dog on a stick. So Kiki, they all sit down to have lunch, and Kiki invites everyone to swim week. And so they're all like, we're excited. And she's like, it means a lot. And Kiki also says this thing like, you know, normally, like, I'm always there to support the women. So it means a lot that they're going to come support me, which has me wondering, okay, who's going to back out? Because Kiki's going to get
someone's
mad.
Someone's not going to show up, and it's going to be trouble.
Yep.
So now Alexia, of course, it brings up the Mother's Day brunch, you know? She's like, so now we're still dealing with Mamacita brunch because Anna was there. Who invited Anna? Adriana or Nicole? Who? I felt like Nicole brought her in to antagonize Marisol. That's what happened. And Julia's like, guys, because they all start like talking. And she's like, guys, I feel like Nicole is getting a beating for something she did not do. She goes, as she should. As she should. No. I'm going to just keep saying that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Adriana, mm-hmm. You know I love you.
And Adriana in Portuguese starts going like, don't start. Stop that. Stop that right now. But, and Adriana's like, you know, Julia and Julia and I always call each other, you know, Thelma and Louise. But we're about to go over this cliff and she's jumping out of the car and letting me go off the cliff alone. Which is, by the way, what one of them should have done in that movie. Hello.
I know, psych! But that's not really a good example because you're putting Nicole in the trunk of the car and then pushing the car off the cliff.
Yeah, you're making it sound like Julia was in it with you to invite Anna as part of your stunt. And Julia was just attached to the car by accident.
Yeah. So Julia's like, oh my God, you always talk like this, but Nicole is getting beaten, Adriana. Well, she pretended like she didn't know who she was. I mean, Nicole is just a liar. She's like, listen. Now I know why you trust her the least, Marisol. Am I right? Marisol's right. Look, I stood up for Marisol. Okay?
And Gertie's like, no. And Kiki's like, listen, I'm trying to understand this. She's like, I'm trying to understand the situation. I'm so confused. And Marisol goes, well, okay, here it is. Nicole set it up. It was her party. She's a fucking bitch. I hate her. Let's push her into the water. So Julia's like, no.
Adriana, it's not fair. I love you. You got to do it.
So she's like, d'accord. Fine. So they're like, she's like,
Adriana has something to say.
And so she has to do it. Dun, dun, dun. So she's like, well, I invited her. With Nicole's support. So I didn't. Like, see, it's still Nicole's fault. She's like, I came clean, but they don't believe me.
Yeah.
Whoops.
She's like, well, I was bothered when you said to Lisa, like, why are you driving Lenny's Rolls? And Alexa's like, right. Mm-hmm. Alexa's doing that, the nod thing, you know? And Adriana's like, I mean, when you're driving
Todd's Rolls. I'm not going to change my mind, but whatever. I didn't hear one thing that you just said, but I'm going to flutter my eyes at you and nod, but also shake my head at the same time. So, no? Yes. Yes. No.
I mean, like, he's my husband. Yes. Like, we share the car, bro. He's not accusing me of putting on a device. Lenny is Lisa's enemy right now.
By the way, Lisa does need to make sure she can take care of herself. Still going to stand by that one.
Yep.
So Lisa's like, yeah, we'll have to Palm Beach. Because, of course, Lisa's 19 hours late to this party. It's like the next day when Lisa's showing up because she's fucking rude. And she does this at every single event, including reunions, and then we all know.
Yeah, and then expects people to not be salty when she's 2 hours late.
Right. So she comes in and she's still harboring anger. So Alexia's like, oh, look, you're the only one who arrives 2 hours late and we still welcome them. And she goes, we'll save the best for last because I'm a star. She goes, oh, not like a star like me then. Okay, well, we can have 2 stars today.
Yeah, there's room for 2 stars. So Lisa's like, well, sorry, I had some legal stuff and I had to take my son to a middle class place. So, you know, I almost didn't even come being around all those poors. And so she goes around. She's sort of like as... And then she sees Gertie is there, and she's like, oh my God, Gertie, you had a surgery. Wait, hold on. I know I'm supposed to ask about people. You had a surgery. Anyway, I had legal stuff that I had to go through, so I was really late, so sorry. And so she comes around, And she sort of gives Alexia a hug. Alexia's in her seat. She gives her a hug. And she goes, well, I guess I'll give you a hug, even though you gave me a rude welcoming. And I love this because Alexia smiles and is really sweet. And she goes, no, no, no. I did that just because we love each other. And then she goes, her face drops immediately. And she goes, and I heard you were talking shit about me. I just love the way she goes from sweet, like, yeah, but we love each other, but you were talking shit about me.
So she's like, listen, the intentions were good. And Lisa's saying, no, your delivery was very aggressive. And she's like, I don't like people giving it a twist and saying I'm aggressive. No, it's not. 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 And she's like, I was just trying to defend myself. She goes, from who, though? From who, though? And so they're, like, fighting over this. And so Alexia's like, listen, I didn't come here to be reprimanded for things that you're mad at, okay? And you know what? Just because you're going through things doesn't make this a pity party for you.
Boom.
There, I made the sound. Boom.
They are just, they don't... I love how rude they are about Lisa going through her divorce. Like, you know what? Enough with your pity party. They just don't have any time for it. It is so funny to me.
I mean, it gets worse because then they're even like that with Gertie's cancer, half of them, right? So Gertie is looking off into the distance. Like, she's not liking this. And she tells us that she's in a different galaxy because she actually heard from the doctor on the way over and her margins are not clear. And so she has to go in for surgery again because they have to cut out more of the cell they weren't able to get the first time. So,
right.
So now she's in the middle of all this screaming and fighting and she's like, yeah, this isn't.
She's like, I'm going to go, guys. Like, this is ridiculous, guys. This is ridiculous. And Lisa's like, don't yell at me. Don't yell at me. She's like, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just telling you I'm going to go. Oh, and by the way, since you just accused me of lying, here comes a little bomb for you. I have to have a second surgery on Tuesday. So bye. Bye. I was like, good. Do that, Gertie. Go drop that bomb. You have it. It's not a nice bomb to have, so you might as well use it.
And Lisa's like, oh, well, Jesus. Like, what the hell? You know?
Lisa's like, well, I didn't realize. So then Alexia's like shaking her head. And Mara's like, well, why didn't you tell us? And she's like, well, I didn't want to. I want to hold it in. And I just can't anymore. And then she's saying, like, she basically like, it sucks. And like, I just got the call on the way over here. And I was hoping to not have to talk about it or think about it. But it came out and it's on Tuesday. She's crying. Obviously, she's distraught. She just wants to move on with her life. And she's dragged back into it. And, you know, she's just saying, like, watching everyone tear each other down over and over again over stupid shit, it's like, it's hard. She has this toxicity inside her, and then she's around this toxicity happening in front of her eyes in real time. She's like, this is what cancer is. This is happening in real time, in real life.
So Lisa's like, wow, I sure can't clear a room, huh? Sorry, I almost said clean a room. We all know that's not true.
That's not happening.
That's one job I've never had, thankfully. But I can clear a room, right? It's like, well, God, how selfish fucking are you, dude? My God.
And then so Kiki, I just want to say.
Gertie is upset and leaves crying. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, Kiki, you know, just when I was saying how, oh, they let Kiki talk more about her back, like her life, Kiki says this, you know, whenever I'm around this group of women, I have so much going on in my life at home. And they just cut away. So whatever she has going on in her life at home, who knows? They're like, that's enough out of you, Kiki. Let's move on.
Yeah, we need to know that you modeled bathing suits once. That's pretty much it. And you like Whoppers.
Whoppers, not bald people.
So wasn't that what she pulled out of her purse?
Oh, yeah. Delicious whopper.
So then they start playing Orange County season finale
they
music.
Do.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun- like, you know, like when you're in a medical situation, you look at it different. But like, I'm going to have a conversation with Nicole and she's going to own it. And Julia is like,
it kills me to hear this. I don't know what to do to fix this, but hold on. I love this song.
So, yeah, and basically Gertie tells them all, drop your fucking egos. Like, Lisa doesn't, like, Lisa, like, you guys are all thinking the worst of each other. Lisa's thinking the worst of me. You guys think the worst of Nicole. Get over it. So that's where it ends. So another explosive Miami episode. It's wild.
Explosive. Well, the show, they really go at it so much. It's like, all right, there they go. Like, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Hi, everybody. I'm here. And they just start like going at it.
It's so funny. So funny. Alexia cracks me up.
Of all the housewives. Well, this was a fun one. Everybody, it's been a super fun week here. Hope y'all are watching Southern Hospitality, because this coming week, Monday, we're going to recap it and do a check-in. It's been a while.
Absolutely. So everyone, have a great weekend, and we will catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Cotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.